The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to the morning show.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
What's going
on?
I'm
doing fine.
That's good. Glad to hear it. So it's late at night. You must be tired.
It's not that late.
Well, it's
dark. And I'm not that tired.
It's just normal.
Tired just the same.
Normally, you would need sunglasses when we record the show.
I would. We're recording in the evening.
Yeah, this light is wicked bright. Is there a dimmer on it?
Is it too bright?
Is there a dimmer on it?
Shut it off if you like.
No, is there a dimmer on it?
We can go by the... No, there's not.
All right.
We can go by the light of the...
Moonlighty light.
The technology.
No, I'd rather not.
Arc technology. I like that song.
I love it. I play it every day.
Do you?
That on your and phone? Peek Away.
Do you got that too? Do you play those?
All the time. Every day. I go to sleep by Peek Away. Peek Away.
Which you can find probably both of those on the... Is Architechnology on the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page?
How can you put music on a page?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, you could put a link to a SoundCloud file, right?
Same as you put page on a music.
Right.
Yeah, you have to link to somewhere. You can't post MP3s on Facebook.
That's bogus, man.
It is.
What's the matter with those people?
And even when you do link to a song, unless you're using some kind of service that has a player, there's no player anymore on Facebook. And why is that?
I don't know. It's like they went away from that kind of thing.
Speaking of which, do you mark up much on Apple's preview?
Do I mark up much?
Mark up PDFs much?
No, I don't do that.
They change things, but that's not what the show's about. I know.
No.
We need a tech section. Why don't we have a tech section?
For music.
Well, we should have a music tech section so we can talk about, like, I don't know what, microphones and pedals and strings and different things. Hey, you like that? Kind of rhymed.
I'm not against the idea, strings obviously.
We'll call it Strings and Things segment.
That's a store in Chatham.
Oh, I want to tell you about this new pick I got. I could tell you about a new pick I got too, actually. You know who gave me a nice pick that I thought was really nice, and I haven't used it as much as I'd like to. But
Steve
now that
Lukather.
I think about it, no, actually.
I don't know. Kevin Gagne.
Yeah.
Yep.
He gave me a big, thick pick that has a indentation in it for your thumb and everything. It's really cool.
Is it like 1 millimeter thick made out of...
Oh, it's real thick.
Oh,
it's
thicker
like a
than 1 millimeter?
Bass pick or something. I think he uses it for guitar, though, but it slides over nice and it's super thick. Like crazy thick. Like this thick.
Wow. Okay.
It's real thick. And it's like not a teardrop pick and not a big triangle pick.
Something in between?
It's smaller, yeah. A little bit like, you know, and it's got an indentation, so you can't lose it.
Do you lose your picks once in a while?
Oh, once in a while.
Yeah, me too.
Not very often, but
when I'm really rocking out hard.
Yep.
A pick will leave my hand. Yeah, if you want a tech segment, I'm all for it, brother. I love talking
music
tech.
Music tech, right?
Me and JD used to have a tech show. For people who don't know, who are just in from the Jabbercast days or wherever you're from.
If you're just in, this just in, yeah, we did the Jabbercast, which was a podcast about anything and everything, actually.
Right, but I'm talking about Easy Mac Podcast. That was a tech
podcast. Easy Mac Podcast was specifically tech, but you said something about Jabbercast. And
well,
we had
I'm
a
saying
tech
people
segment on
might only know us from the Jabbercast.
Okay.
And they don't realize that we actually had
Easy Mac Podcast was bigger than the Jabbercast, too.
At one time.
Back thousands.
Yeah, we had thousands of subscribers in the beginning when podcasting was just...
Are people wishing that we did something like that again?
Are people wishing? No, because people don't use Macs.
What?
A lot less people use Macs now, I think.
Than did even then?
Yeah.
It was a big craze then.
Oh, well,
now we're all used to it.
And as far as raw numbers, maybe there's more people using Macs now.
What would we talk about now with a Mac?
How to create a photo album. How to print your pictures.
I've realized that they're little new fancy dumb icons. Are not Microsoft looking as they are Google looking.
Are you talking
about
the,
like them that much?
The Yosemite icons? Yeah,
Yosemite and even the iPhone, the icons that we have.
Oh, iOS.
The apps, you know what I mean? iOS apps.
Very similar. Very, very similar.
You know, I don't know why they kind of went that way. But I guess they got to change, right?
Yes.
At some point.
Listen to...
Do you like it better, though?
Do I like it better? It's... me and Ken Ray talked about this on another show. I mean,
we're biased, obviously. We like this better than anything else, but...
Yeah, I think change for the sake of keeping things fresh is necessary.
That's nice. But do you have in the back of your mind that it would just maybe be different if Steve was still here?
It's time for the news. Eric Clapton, he's a decent guitar player, but you know what else he is?
Not bad, not bad.
He's old.
Yes, he is old.
All old. Eric Clapton is celebrating his 70th birthday in a very big
70?
Way. Next year, he's going to be 70.
Oh, next year, okay.
2015, yeah.
So is this really news now? Like,
well, he's announcing that he's going to be playing May 14th to the 18th. So four okay. shows in there. Not that he's taking the 16th off. And he's playing... at the Albert Hall.
Royal Albert Hall.
The Royal Albert. Okay. I see something about the Yardbirds.
Wayne That's Clapton. Where Cream played. Did Cream do a reunion tour at the Royal Albert Hall?
That's exactly true. Yeah, and that's where...
with Ginger Baker?
Ginger Baker, yeah. There's a,
how's that movie?
I talk about that show in the movie. They talk about Ginger Baker, like, when was that? 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7? I'm not
exactly.
sure. Exactly. Yeah. Not too long ago, but anyway, I think they said he made $5 million.
Ginger Baker made $5 million doing what?
Playing that show or those shows. Was it three
The Albert
nights?
Hall and reunion thing.
Yep. So wow. he got $5 million.
How much did Clapton get? Does he get more?
I don't know.
Because he sings and plays guitar.
No, I think they all got the same amount of money.
Yeah?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But, and he blew it all.
Yeah, on what?
He bought 30...
He's not a druggie anymore, is he?
No, drinks and smokes. He's not in very good health. Horses
don't come home at all.
I want to say Moroccan horses.
Oh, okay.
Had them shipped.
I think you told me something about that at one time. I don't know if you were referring to the movie or something. That was. Does he do that in the movie?
Yes.
Does he show you his horses and everything.
Yeah. When the guy goes visits him, he's on his ranch or wherever he's at.
He's on his ranch.
Yeah, but it's not in the United States. I'm trying to think where it's
probably
at.
In the UK somewhere.
Nope. He lived most of his adult life in Africa, if you didn't know that. Hmm. That's where Paul McCartney went
Gotta
to
watch
go
a movie.
For his first solo album.
Speaking of Paul McCartney.
There you go.
It was old meets new as music legend Paul McCartney debuted a never-before-heard old song featuring late Led Zeppelin legend John Bonham in the most modern of ways during a Twitter Q&A. You know anything about that? An old Wings song, I want to say, I think from the Speed of Sound album. 75 Wings album, Wings at the Speed of Sound. Song on there, the track Beware My Love, which is a cool song. I really dug that album back then.
For sure.
And great Bonham's job. On it.
How is he on it, though?
He plays drums on it, and I don't know why how they actually had that, but maybe
there's a different version. The track, which runs a full minute shorter than the original album,
too bad it's shorter.
On which Wings drummer Joe English played, is posted at iTunes /Wings and will be part of an expanded reissue of the album that comes out November 5th, along with similarly deluxe versions of Venus and Mars. And both of those re-releases include demos, B-sides, alternative takes, and rarities. That's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
To know that, you know, John Bonham played. I didn't know he did any other session work with anybody else. Like, you know, Clapton worked with the Beatles and that kind of stuff. You know, certain musicians, Donovan played with T-Rex, that kind of stuff that, you know, once you hear it, you're like, of course, that's obviously who this person is. And, you know, you grow up listening to this music and you... We just assume it's whatever, somebody in the band.
We sometimes don't realize who's, like, friends of friends in the, you know, with all the artists that we know and love so much, we don't realize who some of their friends are or were. yeah. back in the day, especially.
Back in the day.
And who helped who, you know, along the way kind of stuff.
Exactly. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about.
Just like in the news recently that all the talk about Kerry King at some point was going to be in Pantera. That pops up every once in a while and there's news on it. But this is something.
And where's he from? And
Kerry King from Slayer.
Slayer, thank you.
Ozzy thinks technology is killing music. And this is something we should have a show on sometime. Ozzy Osbourne says the rise of technology in music means bands are losing the ability to jam and shape ideas together. And the Black Sabbath icon, who's the subject of a free Team Rock iPad supplement, has firsthand experience of that phenomenon.
And he also says that their next album and their tour will be the last Sabbath thing ever.
Well, that might be possible. But back to the technology.
No, that's what he actually said.
Well, I hope it's not. They say that, but who knows?
Well, maybe you want to go out at a certain point. You don't want to go out on your way down. And I think Ozzy might already be on his way down a little bit. So I think he's got
some, I don't ever want him to stop.
Well, yeah, but they got to stop.
I don't care what they do.
Like I'm thinking.
They can always sound good in the studio. You don't think that if Ozzy stops next year and then 5 years later went to the studio and they recorded an album, it'd be great.
You think?
Well, of course.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. Yeah.
So however you wanna, it works.
So if we do, ooh, JD, you do, dude. It smells in here. If we do a show on technology and how it affects music, what are you thinking? Like as far as a show and technology, like
I guess for starters, a show on that subject would possibly be, has technology hurt, helped, or, you know, hampered music and the progression? But I like it about the bands that a lot of artists don't play together now, you know, or they're making music at home with a drum machine or like a, you know, software. Bass, plug-in, drum, you know what I mean? They don't actually have to get together with guys now, which is really something.
It's something.
I mean, I do it a lot.
You what?
I do that a lot.
Yeah, there you go. So you're saying that some music wouldn't get created if that wasn't even happening.
Some music wouldn't get created if that wasn't happening, but also what, you know, are some of the consequences of doing that sort of thing and not getting together and jamming with people and creative ideas and sharing, you know, so...
For you, it's good about. Because you didn't like having other band members, really. You wanted to be the boss.
Of course I like them. No. I like other band members.
You have an idea.
As long as they do
well,
what
too
told,
bad. Keep it I to yourself.
As long as they did what they're told, I love them.
Yeah, exactly.
So today's show is on country and western music.
Country and western. Yeah!
Not to be confused with Hee-Haw, which was a country and western show on television.
Well, they played a lot of country and western music on there, that's for sure. Countries, for sure.
And we're going to kick things off with a little bit of country.
Kick
this
it!
This is a Dolly Parton song, but Jolene, done by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Given all your love to just one man, you have bad times and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand, and if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
That's Wanda Jackson and Stand By Your Man with the original version of that tune, which, of course, Patsy Cline did, and...
Tammy Wynette.
Very good. Country and Western. Nice cowboy hat you're wearing there
country
for the show.
Western, yeah, we're talking about country and Western. We got our hats on and our spurs. Of the moment.
Spurs of the moment.
Y'all got your spur of the moment on. And I think he was a spur that makes babies, right?
Ken.
Well, are those things you get when you walk through the woods, too? Spurs all over everything?
Those are burrs.
Oh, burrs. Yeah, right. Not to be confused with Ives. Isn't he the guy that was in Rudolph? Which is coming up because Christmas is right around the corner.
Christmas tunes. We're going to do a...
Oh, yeah. It's a music show, isn't it? We can do that. We can talk about the Christmas shows too, can't we?
Of course.
Musicals.
Burl Ives.
They're all so musical.
Yes, for
sure.
Yeah,
Burl Ives, right. Silver and gold. He sang a lot of the big Christmas hits, Rudolph and all that stuff.
Yes.
Neat.
Very neat. But today we're talking about country and Western with our country ties on. Country, cowboy ties.
And our boots.
Boots, spurs, and cowboy hats.
And what else the country stars wear? Those things.
That's what I said.
Strings.
Cowboy tie.
Yeah. It's called something, though.
Is there another name for it?
Of course.
Oh, we just call them cowboy ties.
No. There's an actual name. I can't remember what it is.
All right.
But
well,
they have a little thing
yeah,
that holds the two
yeah.
things
yeah, and they're usually
around your thing.
I like that. So they're
like a shoelace around your neck with a...
They're metal at the end, usually.
The end?
Nice ones are metal.
Yeah. That's like the cleats and stuff you put in your boots, too. And the toe tips, you know, the tips and around the back of the heel, little steel things.
I used to have those when I was in a band. I had some really nice boots.
Yeah?
Yeah. They had steel on the toe and on the heels.
Nice.
Yeah. What are we listening to now?
Hank 3.
Three shades of black is where I come from. Depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. 'Cause
just three shades black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everyday ghouls. No one will ever know what we've been through, and we are proud in the light of the moon. Three shades of black. Black. We all like metal and whiskey, living hard and chasing down hell. We'll never give up on what we have, 'cause the darkness gives us our thrills. Three shades of black is where I come from. I was born into sacrifice when I was young. Three shades of black is what makes us strong, and we all wear it like a uniform of chosen ones. Three shades of black. Three black. Three shades of black. We all like metal and whiskey, living hard and chasing down hell. We'll never give up on what we have, 'cause the darkness gives us our thrill. 'Cause the darkness gives us our thrill.
Craziness from Hank 3.
Hank the Third.
Yeah.
Hank 3.
I like saying Hank 3.
It's like a
Hank 3.
It's like a sequel Hank to a
3.
Movie.
Hank 3, Pank 3.
I brought some original Hank along.
Awesome.
Yeah, that method of singing. It was almost
they
like
do that, like, almost
cartoonish.
Like yodeling.
It was like
is yodeling a country thing? Yodeling comes from another country, doesn't it, altogether?
Yes, it does, but that's what a lot of Western music was like.
Yeah,
and we're gonna discuss what the difference between
we should have a yodeling show.
No, that's a little out of hand. Discuss the difference between Western music and country music and how it got bunched together
and separated.
Yeah, and then separated. A bolo tie.
Are we gonna talk about that? That's cool. So
bolo.
Oh, bolo. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I know that's what this thing is right here.
Yeah. Okay. I thought bolo might have been an actual brand, like a bolo hat and a bolo, you know what I mean?
That's a bowler.
Is it?
Or maybe not. I don't know.
So country music is a genre of American popular music that originated in the southern United States.
That's correct.
Down south.
Yep. So there was a lot of influence.
Yeah, but wasn't the blues happening down south?
Yes, it was. But
this
is
in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, where the blacks are blacks and the whites were whites.
I guess.
And you don't listen to black music.
And never the twain shall meet.
Oh, yeah, you meet.
Of course.
Yeah, in the switching shack.
And it takes its root from the southeastern genre of American folk music and Western music. Blues modes have been used extensively throughout its recorded history of country.
And what do they mean by that, J.D.?
The blues roots, that there's the fifth and whatnot.
Yeah. It's one.
Not the amendment, is it?
1, 4, 5.
As long as you sing about the fifth amendment.
No.
It's blues.
So
the blues is they're taking away all your amendments. But anyway, go on. You're American.
Yes.
You should be voicing your opinion.
I want to
voice. This is the media for it.
I want to tell people what the blues mode is.
Okay.
So if a song is in a...
that was beautiful.
No, you're going to take that out and...
I'm not taking that out.
Making a... No, no, you're going to take it out and then make a ringtone out of it.
That's going to be the thing after the ending of the show.
I know. So let's say your song is in the key of C, which a lot of cowboy stuff was, because then someone could play it on piano easily just by playing the white keys. Anyway, so that would be your one, and then all the scale of... in the key you're in. So would they be playing that and then the 4 and then the 5? And that was very consistent in country music and blues. So they didn't, they rarely varied away from 1, 4, 5, but they would just mix those combinations of chords up.
Interesting.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
I took a trip to Arizona, and when I made my DVD, I was looking for a nice song to put into the thing. You know, I went to Arizona because my mom was out there, and it was this, George Strait, Oceanfront Property in Arizona. Love this tune.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me. 'Cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, the ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you, now if you'll buy that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate.
Some almost modern country.
You know, it's modern, it's country, but you know modern, it's country. And
and they got that slide in there. That down, that slide.
That, I was just going to say, what really makes a country song a country song? Because nowadays...
some violin or fiddle?
Yeah. Nowadays, when you listen to modern country, there's certain aspects of it that tell you it's country, but a lot of it is like rocked up.
It is. And it sounds really good now. They're recording like amazing.
Yeah, they got the rock drum sound.
Yeah.
The modern rock drum sound. Yeah, it's crazy. It's cool. But yet, what makes it like that? Is it the intonation of the way the person sings? Is it that?
Some of it's that, yeah. They got the drawl, right?
The drawl in the voice. Mm. And I'm also thinking you some get slide a little bit of pedal steel in there.
Yeah, pedal steel, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so you're actually bending notes with your knees is what you're doing. At the same time, sliding up to certain notes. So it was really a liquidy kind of moving, slidey thing. You know what I mean? It was that's one of the hallmarks of country music is the pedal steel. Also, the fiddle, back in the old days especially, they had, if you had a country band, the person was playing fiddle. There had to be a fiddle player. It wasn't mm-hmm. just a guitar player and a bass player. And most of the bass players in country bands back in the day were stand-up basses.
We should have a show that's all on fiddle versus violin. What's the difference?
What is the difference?
Yeah, between a fiddle and a violin.
Well, musically, as far as a musical instrument goes, I don't think there is any difference.
A violin, I think you have to play well. A fiddle, you can just fiddle around on.
Maybe.
They're made for fiddling around on.
Maybe the tuning is different?
Well, I don't know.
I doubt it.
One's used for fiddle music. The other one's used for classical music. And why?
Yeah,
and normally. Never the twain shall meet.
That's a good point. Who was the name of the guy who played metal on violin?
I don't know, but there's a new guy that's playing some crazy violin, and he's right from the city here. Tino Pop. He's from the Windsor Symphony Orchestra, and he does some crazy violin stuff these days. Like, he wants to be one of the two cellos guys.
You know okay, I mean? Yeah, yeah.
And I think what would make him even more popular, that nobody's ever had, I don't think, is a double neck. He's a violin player, not fiddle, did I say? Anyway, but a double neck violin. That would be sweet. That would get you recognized. Guy plays a double neck violin. Awesome. Right. He's in.
That's his gimmick.
That would be. He doesn't, though.
So are you pitching this idea to him?
I'll tell him, yeah. And he can have that for free.
Wow, that's awful nice of
you. I sometimes do that for free. You know what? Why? I gave Reno Perlin for his Life and Body company?
No, what'd you give him?
What's your life and body worth? That's awesome.
You gave him that?
I gave him that. Yeah.
And did he use it?
It was originally a commercial for school. I did. And I had that slogan.
What's your life and body
Transformation Fitness Challenge Incorporated?
Wow.
That's the name of this company.
Yep.
And my whole thing at the very end, call Reno at blah, 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 blah. What's your life and body worth? Doesn't get better than that. Well, it does. We got something better than that right here.
What is it?
It's I Walk the Line.
From, of course, the man in black, Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Okay, so that's some Johnny Cash, awesome tune, Walk the Line, classic country song. But we're talking about country and Western music. So we know that country music came from the South, Southern United States, particularly centered
Western
around...
Western came from the East.
No, particularly around the Atlanta area. Atlanta, Georgia was where a lot of the country music came from. However, Western music is a form of American folk music composed by and about the people who settled and worked throughout the Western United States and Western Canada, cowboys, directly related musically to Old English, Scottish, and Irish folk ballads. Western music celebrates the life of the cowboy on the open ranges and the prairies of North America. So that's that kind of music, like, you know, North to Alaska, that kind of stuff.
You know what is... kind of strikes me as something a little bit... I mean, their languages are very different, okay? There's Indian, North American Indians, and, you know...
Caucasian people?
Yeah, your regular...
Anglo-Saxons.
Regular old American. And the music is so different that the Indians played than, you know, what transpired from...
So you think that...
Western, like, our early days and whatever?
So you don't think that...
There's a big difference there.
Yeah, big difference. So why do you even relate? Why do you bring in the Indians into the conversation?
I don't know. I guess just because...
They were there and we were killing them on our way out there?
Well, they were all from the kind of the same place, although we came to this area. But I mean...
Squashed
I don't know. They're... Yeah.
That's a dark chapter as far as all that goes. But as far as these immigrants making their way over there, the music seemed to swing a little bit more. They had a little more... a little more feel to it, whereas the country music, like we were saying before, it was a little more basic, a little more simpler. It had the blues mode into 1-4-5 kind of stuff, whereas the Western stuff, it tended to stray away from that, and like I say, it had a little swing to it. So that's the difference between country music and Western music, and how did they get bunched together? Was it a radio thing, do you think?
Speaking of the radio, in 2009, country music was the most listened to rush hour radio genre during the evening commute and second most popular in the morning commute in the United States. How do you like that?
I can believe that, for sure. It's every man's music. Mainstream popularity of Western music. Throughout the 1930s and 40s, Western music became widely popular through romanticization of the cowboy and idealized depictions in Western Hollywood films. You had guys like Gene Autry and Roy Rogers singing cowboy songs in their films, and they became popular throughout the United States. So that's how that happened. We had your Gene Autrys and your Roy Rogers making Western music, you know.
I'm surprised John Wayne didn't sing.
I think he did.
Did he? He probably had an album out. William Shatner had an album out.
I don't know if he had an album, but he sang in a movie for sure.
He reminds me of Johnny Cash, kind of.
Who?
Him. John Wayne.
John Wayne?
Bigger. They look kind of sort of similar guys. Yeah, he could have played him in a movie.
No.
One or the other.
No.
You don't think so?
I think Johnny Cash is not that big of a guy.
No?
I don't think so.
I thought he was pretty big.
Where's John Wayne?
Wasn't he a big
like,
guy? John Wayne's a big guy.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Country music, they say, is as... there's six generations of country music. And the first generation through the 20s, second generation from the 30s to the 40s. So singing cowboys and Western swing, like you say, changing instrumentation. So and hillbilly boogie, bluegrass, folk and gospel, and honky tonk.
Honky tonk. That's another sub-genre of country music.
And then the third generation, from the 50s to the 60s, rockabilly, the Nashville and countrypolitan sounds.
What?
You like that?
No.
Countrypolitan, a little bit of...
metropolitan.
Reminds me of ice cream.
Neapolitan.
And country soul crossover and Bakersfield sound, as well as country rock from... coming in there in the through the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to get the rock and roll influences.
And I say we come back with some more of these different generations of country music after we listen to some more music.
What do we got up next, JD?
People Are Crazy. Pretty cool song. I don't know if you heard this or not, because, I mean, do you listen to much country music?
No, I don't listen to that much country music. If I do listen, it's because someone else is listening to the radio at work or something.
Brad used to listen to a lot of country music. He turned me on to a lot of stuff. Wiseman.
He turned you on to some country
music?
Lots
of country music, yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
I have a
big
feeling.
Big country music buff.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure he still is.
Probably hangs out with
his brother's from Texas.
His brother lived in Texas, coaching a hockey team of all things.
Played NHL for the...
Brad's brother?
No, I don't think he did. NHL, but...
No, but he did get a hockey scholarship to somewhere, got his degree, got a job with the Houston hockey team, collegiate hockey team, but now he's working at University of Michigan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. He's got his family closer by, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And Brad goes and visits him a couple times a year during the summer, especially when the golf season is high. So what do we listen to again? Crazy People.
No, this is People Are Crazy.
People Are Crazy.
By Billy Currington.
Okay.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping I don't cares. Talking politics. Blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good. People are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew. What all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
When I read the things she wrote, she said, we miss you, son, we love you, come on home. Well, I didn't have to pack, I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home, away from home, away from home, cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm 500 miles away from home.
I know this is the same road I took the day I left home, but it sure looks different now. I guess I'm indifferent too, 'cause time changes everything. I wonder what they'll say when they see the boy looking this way.
Oh, I wonder what they'll say when I get home. Can't remember when I ate. It's just thumb and walk and wait. And I'm still 500 miles away from home. If my luck had been just right, I'd be with them all tonight. But I'm still 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home, cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm 500 miles away from home. Lord, I'm still 500 miles away from home.
That's Bobby Bear singing 500 miles away from home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some I like old country music.
And now that kind of country there has, you can tell, has a little gospel influence. You know, it's sad and has that minor-y sort of sound to it. And
Elvis was very country-esque and
well, yeah,
gospel-esque.
He played tons of gospel and tons of country.
And I'm rock sure and roll and the blues and everything else.
Yeah, he epitomized all the music that was coming out of the South, that's for sure. Like, he had at least two gospel albums that I know of.
Oh, yeah.
I know Dan's mom, Dan Taylor's mom, Lynn, she's a huge Elvis fan for sure.
Hey, go tell it to the mountain.
Go tell it to the mountain. That's a gospel tune right there, isn't it?
It certainly is. And Elvis did it.
I'm sure he did all the standard gospel tunes.
Yeah.
The standards, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, he did all those.
Exactly what you mean.
And he could easily be on the Christmas show as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he
There's
did
a lot of Christmas albums out there.
There is. And he imagine being someone who did them all.
I think that I think the Christmas show, I think that's one of the ones where we're going to have to just have music in the background, like running the whole time of the show. I don't think we can just play
six
Christmas songs.
Six Christmas songs.
We just need them running underneath.
With ducking.
While we talk about what? Maybe we should just have a music show, an hour of music.
Well, no, there's lots of stuff to talk about as far as Christmas stuff, because we're going to talk about the Christmas shows, the Burl Ives and the Red Rudolph.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Christmas specials.
Christmas.
What was the one that Kiss was on, a Christmas special? Wasn't it a Christmas special that Kiss was on way back? Maybe I'm thinking the Mike Douglas, but I want to say it was at Christmas time, but maybe not.
That must have been horrible.
Could have been mistaken.
Kiss.
It was cool, except for the bass playing. I jest. Okay, first of all,
yes,
the man in black was tall,
6 foot one and something.
We looked that up.
Yeah, so you're so right.
He was a big guy. Yeah,
big JD,
like,
yeah.
John Wayne.
Yep, for sure. I thought he was a smallerish man, like 5'8" or something.
But they seem similar to me. Like, well, how did John Wayne tell? I'll tell you, Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's it.
But Johnny Cash was, he kind of talked like that too, didn't he?
I don't know if his deep voice was that deep, but it was, could be deep.
A couple of big country men.
Yes, I guess you could say that. But I'm not. We haven't looked up if John Wayne actually sang any original country music.
Ooh, might check that during the next song. Let's go back to the six generations of country music. Okay, we left off in the 50s and 60s and that country rock. And then the decline of Western music and the cowboy ballad. The decline of the country ballad. The cowboy ballad. So that's the guys out on the range. And
right.
Home on the range. How'd
that go? I wonder if it coincided at all with any of the same factors that was with the metal ballads. You know, every rock band had to have a ballad, you know. All those big hair bands, they all had some kind of ballady tune. And a lot of bands, that's all their tune. That's all that was their
that
main.
That was their big song, yeah. Their hit was the ballad.
Exactly.
Because of the chicks.
I know it's because.
It all comes back to the chicks.
Obviously. But there are some really good heavy bands out there, good musicians with shredders, and their main popularity was these ballad tunes that had nothing. And
the ballads were usually cool though too.
They were cool, but it had nothing to do with 95% of the music that they played.
It's another show right there, man. The ballads show.
Holy moly, we're
all ballads.
We should do the show more at night so we can think of all these ideas.
Ballads. Yeah, we have more ideas at night. But the ballad show would be nice.
Ballads. You know,
like types of songs shows. So ballads, what else is there? What other types of songs are there that bands did or rock bands did or whoever?
Rock anthems.
Anthems with no singing?
Ooh.
Instrumentals. Like, that's nice too.
There you go. That's Jimi Hendrix and the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, there's an all right kinds there. Of them.
It's all kinds of instrumental anthems. Okay,
so
anthems.
The fourth generation is the 70s through the 80s, and that's outlaw country. So what's that there? Your Merle Haggards and your...
Merle Haggard, was he an outlaw kind of guy? Yeah,
Merle Haggard, and you're getting into the what's his name there? Well, Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings, that's the
and
guy.
And who's was the other guy? The big old son.
Of course, Willie Nelson was in that.
Nelson, yeah,
yeah, he was in that group, and those guys were in a band together. Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. We're doing a country show, and we don't know the answer to that. But there's so much stuff to know about country music.
And yeah, it's a big genre of music, that's for sure. Look at all the, I mean, there's so many generations of country music. And then also included in there was country pop, neo-country, truck driving country. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Remember Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah.
Jerry Reed.
That who's the guy who sang the TV theme?
I think he sang that
Did
song,
we have that on the TV theme show?
I think we did, but yeah, we do have. Jerry Reed was a country guy. I want to say smart. Paul Williams was more country than anything, too. And he was in Smokey and the Bandit, right? Little guy, short guy, Paul Williams.
Smokey and the Bandit, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You short, say he's country?
Long blonde hair.
He knew his country, kinda. That's for sure. But he wrote a lot of pop songs.
So truck driving country and neo-traditionalist movement, whatever that is. Like, we'll just glaze over that.
Well, no, I actually, that's actually a thing.
Is it?
Because people are revolting against the new country, right?
Why wouldn't they be?
So you get to the people who say, well, this isn't country music because this is where it started. Because we definitely have a definitive end and or a beginning
to country
music. Yeah, this
is where it
started.
What happens when if they don't like the new country music,
right?
And they're only into the old country music, then all these artists die. Okay, we're left with the music. But I mean, what happens after that? Then you have no artists making country music anymore if you don't want anybody to do new country.
That's right.
There'll be no, that's done.
That's
country's done.
Yep.
Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. Country's done.
Where did we hear that metal was done?
Gene Simmons. Can't play bass and doesn't like metal. No, I'm not saying he can't play bass.
I know he can play bass.
I retract that.
Did
officially.
I talk about where I saw he
I think he's a cool bass player, man, honestly. If
he was given
if
a
he's him that plays it. Sorry.
That's yeah, for sure. But so I don't know if I was talking to you about him getting a lesson from Sandy Day.
Sandy Day.
Sandy Day, she's the session bass player who's on
a
million hits.
Right. She's like an older lady.
Older, yeah. She's got to be in her 70s for
she
sure.
She does as much stuff
and
as
she was giving
Dick
Gene
Wagner
Simmons a lesson. And he was having a little bit of a hard time to play, but eventually he got it. It was a cool little thing. But anyway, we're totally digressing. John Wayne did sing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he came up. The Duke singing in movies.
The Duke sing-along collection by K-Tel.
Well, that probably was an album.
Probably. Fifth generation, 1990s. So that's the fifth generation. Doesn't go into any detail. It's just a fifth generation of country through the 90s. And the sixth generation of countries, the 2000s to the present, is alternative country.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's that big crossover, I guess, of country to rock kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying is. Yeah,
until they go fully rock and there's no more country.
Absolutely.
Eventually, there's going to be no more country.
Well, no, we got the neo-traditionalists.
There's going to be no more country.
As long as the neo-traditionalists keep the stuff happening, that's going to be good. It's the same with blues. Who's keeping the blues alive? Not black people, where the people who originated
that's
from.
That's true, yeah.
It's all white people who are really digging the blues and who are keeping it alive. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, really.
How'd that happen?
Well, black people weren't given the means or the whatever to appreciate blues music later on.
Is that going to happen with rap, too? Hip-hop?
Let's hope so.
Really? I'm all for the gangster stuff, man.
Gangster rap!
But if that changes, that's going to be crazy. I think they should just limit it to a couple people, like, what's his name? Detroit.
Eminem?
Yeah.
Another white guy.
He used to be hilarious. I guess he's still funny, but I like watching him perform, though. That thing at the BBC is really cool. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see the BBC thing with Eminem.
It's pretty neat. Because you don't get to see him very often perform, I don't think, really. You know what I mean?
No.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. And he
just happens to be, whether people like him or not.
That's right. And I'm sure a lot of people don't like him.
Yeah.
But we're coming around the mountain when she comes.
And we're saving the best for last.
Are we?
Hank.
Oh, the Hank Williams tune. Right. What tune did we?
Which was originally done by George Thorogood.
Oh, yes, that's correct. But let's tell the people what we're going to do next week.
What? What are we doing next week?
Well, we could do the technology and music thing. I like that idea. What kind of tunes are you going to bring for the technology in music show?
Architechnology. I'm going to bring that. That's for sure.
Are you?
Well, absolutely. Lipo live in concert.
That's right. Lipo live.
So what else? Yeah. Technology and music. Well, there's all kinds of stuff. Probably,
all right. Fine. And I just thought you'd maybe pick songs with the word technology.
Well, that's what I'll be looking up. What will you look up?
Songs that were groundbreaking as far as technology being introduced to music. You know what's coming to my mind right now is Neil Young's Trans.
Trans?
Yeah.
Did he flip over? Maybe we'll play all tech nickel music. Tech. What do you call it?
Well, there's techno.
Disco tech? Ooh. Okay. It'll be fun. Join us next week.
The technology show. And we're going to finish it off here with
Hank Williams.
The original Hank
Senior.
So, yeah, he's, well, is that what you call him? So there's Hank Williams Senior, Hank Williams Jr.
Junior, and Hank Williams Jr. Jr.
No, no, third.
What do you call it?
But you call him Hank 3.
Yeah, well, isn't that the name of his actual band, Hank 3?
What?
I don't know, man.
You're making stuff up. Anyway, here's Hank, and the tune that we're going to be listening to is Move It On Over, which, of course, George Thorogood covered. And thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Thank you very much. And a great big V-Gate. In other words, howdy from Grand Ole Opry to Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's friends all over the world.
Yes, sir, Ed. We're playing tonight at Berlin's largest concert hall filled with American boys from your own hometown. On another stop on Grand Ole Opry's globe-trotting tour of the United States Air Force and Army occupation bases here in Europe.
Yes, sir, and they're hanging from the rafters tonight to hear and see in person our Prince Albert troop direct from Nashville. So make way for our lean and lanky singing friend, the lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams.
I came home last night about a 10:30, and that baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. Well, she changed the lock on our front door, and my door key, it don't fit no more. So scoot it on over, shove it on over, move over little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. All right, Billy. This dog house here, it's mighty small.
small, but it's better than no house at all. So push it on over, slide it on over, move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees, but I'll be busy scratching fleas. So scratch it on over, shove it on over, move over, good dog, cause a mean dog's moving in. I remember, pup, before you whine, that side's yours and this side's mine. So shove it on over, drag it on over, move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
Join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
Country music performers and shows, blah, blah, blah.
No, don't put blah, blah, blah in there.
It's filler.
No, nobody
it's
wants
country
it.
Filler.
Country filler.